Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I was in California this weekend. We went to Laguna to see Drs. Ori and Anastasia Tavera to get married. And it was like so exciting. It's a great wedding. But while we were there, I had to see the supply chain crisis myself. We've been talking about the Long Beach port, the L.A. port. We've been talking about how ships are just sitting there waiting. We talked about how I've had to pee in the shower because I have no toilet paper. And so I'm like, I want to know where my toilet paper is. So I found it. I found it. I can't say I found the exact crate. I think the crate's blue. There were crates all over the place. I mean, all over the place. And I like blocks and colors. I don't really like playing with blocks, but I like blocks that are neatly stacked and all that. And throughout Long Beach, all I saw were blocks and containers. And a big shout out to Long Beach for storing and holding our containers and our toilet paper for us until somebody can come and ship it. But it was pretty impressive. So we're driving around the Long Beach area, and then we decide to go to Palos Verdes because there's a hill, and Palos Verdes will overlook the harbor. And so we're driving around trying to find a place, and, you know, you see other people kind of doing the same thing. So we drive up on this hill, and there's apparently a lookout point. So there was a lookout point with parking places, so we pull up, and you hear people coming out of the car saying, "Let's go, Brandon." I was surprised I would hear "Let's go, Brandon" in California, but I did. And we spoke about "Let's go, Brandon." If you need a recap, I wrote a piece on that. But I get out there, and you just see boat after boat after boat. And this was just one angle of the harbor. And then you see the ships coming in, and you see just the stacks. And then from there, you see the stacks of the containers, because I guess what they need to do is unload the ship, and if they don't have truck drivers, just unload it into areas. So as you're driving around the port, you see trucks with these bins on them, but no driver. And I took some pictures where you saw trucks along the side of the road. And then, because probably they had to get rid of the truck, they loaded up the truck and then they probably have it off to the side until they have a driver. And then as you're driving around some of the intersections, you see parking lots of places with those same bins. And these bins are everywhere. And I can't say it's just toilet paper. There's a chance that there might be paper towel. You know, maybe somebody's clothes, maybe somebody's Christmas present. And I really have to hand it to all these places in Long Beach, you know, being able to store this stuff, even if it's out of the port, you know, until it could be taken. Now, when we did drive up to the area where the trucks were leaving, we did see three trucks. And I'm waving to the guys going, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys rock. You're the best. Keep it going, keep it going." I'm crossing my legs and I'm holding it until you guys can bring our toilet paper. But it was striking, you know, and I lived in L.A. I don't really remember seeing this the way the port was, but my husband does. And he's like, there were crates everywhere, and it's a pretty sight. So of all the sightseeing I did on my trip to Southern California, it was definitely the port. Sadly, though, we're hearing this is going to get worse. And in fact, business industry leaders are worried of mass layoffs and a catastrophic supply chain disruption because of Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. This is being reported by CNN. They say President Joe Biden's vaccine order is going to force employers to lay off thousands of workers, which we knew, making the supply chain crisis much worse. But what's interesting about this is coming from the National Association of Wholesale Distributors. They represent 6 million workers. They are pleading with the administration to delay a December 8th deadline for employees of federal contractors to get vaccinated. They said if tens or hundreds of thousands of employees are terminated just 2 weeks before Christmas, the result could be nothing short of catastrophic for the newly unemployed and their families and for the U.S. economy. The trade group's members include grocers, lumber, florists, beer, wine. Oh, man. This is worse than I thought. And various other distributors. So we understand Biden doesn't have a lot of wins in his corner with everything that's been going on politically. But the one win that he is going to tout during the midterms is that he got a bunch of people vaccinated. And I credit him for that part of the vaccine rollout. Fantastically done, well executed by the health departments and public officials in each state. But the mandates, again and again, are bad idea. And so when you threaten to fire people, and those that did get the shot, right, can still get sick, can still spread COVID, are now going to be understaffed working, you know, overtime, and we have a supply chain crisis. You guys might say, you know what, Amazon still delivered my toilet paper, I'm good. You know, and yeah, I stole, you know, some rolls of toilet paper. So I'm covered for the next maybe 4 hours. But I can't even tell you what are in those supplies. You know, are they air filters or HEPA filters? Are they humidifiers? Are they medications? You know, like Vicks Vapor Rub. Are they decongestants? Are they pharmaceuticals? Obviously we get a lot of our things from out of the country. And with that, and not to mention other, I guess, ports. And so our quote unquote supply chain crisis probably needs to be reworded as a pivotal economic, I guess, watershed moment, where if we don't loosen things up and get people to accept jobs, not get people, but embrace more, shall we say, incentives to get people to work rather than saying you're fired, we're in trouble. And I agree with these guys. And, you know, this isn't just about, okay, well, let's keep people safe from COVID. This is about something else where the administration wants to get the numbers in, showing they got the numbers. And mind you, the shot helps, and it does help increase your safety. But we're sadly, which we've discussed before, we'll continue to discuss, facing other risks if we close down, shut down, go to economic collapse. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember, we were looking at videos of boys, I don't know if it was Bangladesh where it was taking place, but there were boys, young boys, making masks. Making, I don't even know if I have an example of my mask here. I guess I don't. Well, probably because, because it disintegrated. But these masks were on the floor next to their feet because they were shoeless. They didn't have shoes on, bare feet. And they were stapling or gluing. They had some sort of like a sewing machine making masks. And we saw the masks, the same ones that we were buying online from overseas. And it looked like, wow, these are things that appear to have been on the ground. They don't really look sterile by any means. And not that the masks you're buying in those boxes are sterile, but they're hopefully supposed to be clean. And did anybody at the time think that maybe our gloves could be also made the same way? Well, we didn't think about it. We didn't want to think about it. We were freaking out about COVID. We were buying whatever we could online. We didn't care if the gloves or the masks came from a province close to where coronavirus could have come from. And we're like, we're going to buy it. We're going to be safe because there's a mandate. They're telling us we need to put stuff on our face. We can't find any American supply companies that have them, so we'll get them from overseas. Well, apparently CNN has opened up an investigation, well, has reported on an investigation where Thai FDA, there's an FDA in Thailand, busted a bunch of warehouses who were making gloves, these nitrile gloves, those blue gloves that you see medical professionals wear. And these gloves, under the brand SkyMed and other brands, are apparently, allegedly, reused from Indonesia, China, cleaned, thrown in a dryer, or they are gloves that are latex that are food colored, dyed blue, packaged up, and then sent to the United States. CNN reports that one U.S. company told Customs, told FDA, we have gloves here that are visibly dirty. Now, how many of you bought a box of gloves? How many of you have seen people with gloves and, you know, did you inspect the gloves? Did you look at the box? So I read this and I go, well, you know what? CNN is on it. The government's on it. The DEA, Customs is on it. If there were contaminated gloves, reused gloves with food coloring to make them look blue, they're out of circulation. No. Last night, I just decided to go on Amazon and go, I want to buy SkyMed gloves. They're there. I go on another site. They're there. You could buy these gloves. They're out there. Which means if I could buy them, I'm not, because it's going to just sit next to my toilet paper at Long Beach. But which means if you got to go potty, go to Long Beach, I guess. But if I need gloves, and let's say I have a medical office I need to stock. I don't right now because I've been doing telemedicine, and I can't find gloves. And I go online going, I need medical gloves, and I need the nitrile, and I'll tell you guys the difference. And here are boxes of them, maybe with a new name, not SkyMed. I would buy them because you have to have PPE. You have to have gloves. And they might even say USA approved, USA endorsed, or whatever the heck. And they're fake companies. So according to this report, this was a month-long CNN investigation. They found tens of millions of counterfeit and secondhand nitrile gloves have reached the U.S. according to import records and distributors. Criminal investigations are underway by the authorities in U.S. and Thailand. And there was a, I want to give the lady credit where credit's due. Let me see. I wrote a piece on this. Deputy Secretary General of the Thai FDA, Supatra Boonsern, says multiple companies may be out there selling counterfeit nitrile drugs. She says SkyMed is fake. Straight out fake. And you could buy SkyMed gloves still. I found a couple sites. I put them on there. Don't buy them. And according to Boonsern, the company has an import license to bring in medical gloves made in Vietnam. But records show SkyMed has never imported medical gloves to Thailand, nor does the company, they say, manufacture its own gloves. SkyMed did not respond to repeated requests for comment on the story. So my guess is people are using the SkyMed logo. They made up their own boxes, because they found a company that had some sort of licensing, business licensing, or SkyMed's involved. I don't know. But when the Thai FDA says this is fake, anything fake most likely didn't go through the proper regulatory process. So why nitrile? Why is nitrile such a big glove? Okay, so do you guys remember years ago we used latex gloves and they had powder? So we would put them on and the powder would prevent us from sweating and we could get the gloves off and on. I didn't like the powder. I didn't like it because I just don't like extra stuff that doesn't need to be. And the powder apparently causes sensitivity issues, hypersensitivity issues, lung issues, so that the FDA banned it in 2016. Latex gloves are still used, but I stopped buying them in my practice years ago because if I had a patient with a latex allergy, then I couldn't use any gloves. So we then bought vinyl. Vinyl gloves, they're horrible. You put them on and they're cheap. And they're gloves, but they just didn't work. So then I bought nitrile, and nitrile, it fits like a glove. Nitrile gloves are nice, and they're also puncture resistant. And they're just a good fitting glove, and they're blue. I like blue. So I would only buy nitrile gloves. They were much more expensive than latex gloves, but then in case I had a patient with a latex allergy, I could still do what I need to do. A lot of people will still have latex gloves because they're cheaper, and they'll just go, are you latex allergic or not? And many latex gloves can be sterile, so you can buy sterile gloves. So surgical procedures, many of the gloves are sterile latex, but there's also others. And latex is made of a natural rubber. Vinyl is made of PVC. So I don't think vinyl gloves are very good for the environment, as opposed to natural rubber, I guess. That might be better. I don't know. I leave a carbon footprint every time I eat a burger, supposedly. So the nitrile gloves are in hot demand. So when the pandemic happened, people were just trying to find gloves. And it's interesting. People would call my show saying, Dr. Dahlia, I got gloves. I go, thank God, because I'm speaking to people at these hospitals. They need gloves. Thank you for your donation. They go, no, we're selling them. And I go, you're selling gloves. Where did you get your shipment? People were making money left and right on this. And gloves are still big. In fact, gloves are being used in restaurants. Gloves are being used everywhere. So as gloves are being used and in high demand, if there's not enough supply, here comes the fraud. So my problem is these gloves are still out there. And I still don't know if there was any closure on the whole mask, you know, being made on the ground. And I mean, you know, we've been getting our masks from overseas for months now. If the American companies are sold out, and then you just wonder how clean are these things. But the question everybody has is, Dr. Dahlia, were these gloves used by hospitals, by doctors, by food workers? We don't know. I can assume yes. Now, hospitals and medical centers have trusted supply companies. They do. And those supply companies, I usually look at the brand and I like the brand. But there were many places that had to open up that were stuck and they needed to function. And so I can't say that they didn't go online and buy gloves. And apparently there were multiple brands that have been accused of being quote unquote fake. And they look clean. The gloves smell clean, but when a company says, wait a second, has anybody seen this? These are dirty. In all the chaos that has happened, and let's vaccinate millions of people, and I need more gloves. Everybody needs more gloves. My guess is these gloves have been out there. Now, do we know how many people got sick? Did anybody get hepatitis? And hepatitis could live on an inanimate object for weeks. Do we know if anybody got hepatitis? Do we know if anybody got HIV? Do we know if anybody got COVID from these gloves? Gloves, we don't know. But CNN gets credit for this. The Thai FDA gets credit for this. But I got to tell you, man, they are still online, which means people are buying them and using them. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, don't go away.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three abandoned children, ages 15, 10, and 7, and the skeletal remains of a fourth person, also possibly a child, were found Sunday west of downtown Houston, Texas. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
Very disturbing sets of circumstances, so we definitely want some answers for these children. It appears that they were caring, basically fending for each other.
Sudan Civil Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup. Millions of kids under 12 could be getting COVID-19 shots within the first week or two of November. There are approximately 28 million kids in America, the least affected age group of the dangers of COVID-19. The World Series in baseball is set. The Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros Game 1 is Tuesday evening on Fox. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. A caravan of immigrants heading to the United States has broken through police lines in Mexico. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Thousands of migrants, mostly from Central America, broke out of the Mexican southern border city of Tapachula Saturday and continued their march toward the U.S. more than 1,000 miles away. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf tells Cavuto Live that Biden is sending the wrong message.
Thousands of other migrants coming to the border because the message from this administration is clear, that if you come to the border and you get across the border, you turn yourself into Border Patrol, you would be released into the United States.
Some migrants were carrying American flags and signs with President Joe Biden's name, according to Fox News. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Under President Biden's leadership, somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million illegal immigrants have come into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've taken you guys, you know, through my path of premenopause, perimenopause. As I walk through menopause, hand in hand with you guys, we talk a lot about it, but we don't realize how serious menopause is, because women who go through menopause are at higher risk for heart disease, higher risk for cancer, higher risk for obesity. The menopause is huge. And we've kind of ignored it because we go, well, it's just natural. Women just go through menopause. But I think there is an art, and I think there are medical interventions and things we could do to stave off a lot of the risks. Now, joining us next is Barbara Dean, nationally recognized health expert and women's health nurse practitioner, Nurse Barb, as we all know her as, to kind of talk to us about menopause. Hi, Barb. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dolly, it Dahlia, you're so right. I think women are so adaptable, right? We don't like to complain, and yet these symptoms affect every facet of our life, including our work. So I'm so glad we're talking about it.
Yes, yes, and bless you for all your great work. So 6,000 women every day are reaching menopause, and we just, you know, we just go, okay, well, let's move on. You know, what should women be thinking about or considering as they go through this next phase?
Well, a lot of times women don't know that what they're experiencing is actually menopause, because when we look in the mirror, we look great. We don't look our age. And in the simplest terms, right, menopause is that time in our life when we haven't had a period for at least 12 months. And at that point, right, a lot of women, the average age is 51, but some of us start to have symptoms like hot flashes, poor sleep quality, mood swings, and even vaginal irritation, soreness, and itching, which is a real thing, ladies, and it's really, really uncomfortable. But that can start as early as our 40s.
So true, so true. You know, in fact, a lot of women will still menstruate, like you said, and they'll have symptoms of menopause, high FSH, LH, clinical menopause, but they'll still be bleeding. And a big concern I have is some women think they're having their periods and it's actually not. It could be abnormal uterine bleeding, endometrial hyperplasia. And so I think a lot of people think, well, menopause doesn't have to be diagnosed. I believe it should be, so that you understand what is, I guess, proper bleeding or proper lack of bleeding.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, you have hit the nail on the head, right? So a lot of times women will have a lot of irregular bleeding, and one big issue is they can still get pregnant if they're having any periods at all. But if a woman has gone more than 12 months without any bleeding, she's considered menopausal. And to your point, if they are having bleeding after that point, they need to be evaluated by a healthcare provider, because it could be postmenopausal bleeding. And when it comes to symptoms, I know you and I both have friends and patients who are still having very disruptive, bothersome symptoms well into their 70s and beyond. And all of these are related to reduced estrogen levels, and they all add a lot of challenges to a woman's already busy life.
Mm-hmm. And a big question that I'm sure you get, that many of us get, is estrogen is a tool that we use, you know, hormone replacement therapy, but many people fear it because of family history of breast cancer, other sorts of challenges, blood clot issues. What are some options that you're recommending to your patients?
You know, you bring up a good point, right? So a lot of us think, gosh, it's either hormone therapy with all of those risks that so many women worry about, that are potential, or do nothing and suffer in silence. And as I tell my patients, no, there's no suffering in silence. You deserve to feel better. And I want women to know they can talk to their healthcare providers about hormone-free and prescription-free options for symptom relief like EQUAL, because so many times women say that they prefer a hormone-free option, and their healthcare providers are open to talking about it.
Absolutely, so true. We're speaking to Barbara Dean, Nurse Barb, nationally recognized health expert and women's health nurse practitioner. One thing I find fascinating that you talk about is how menopause has kind of changed, you know, throughout the generations. I remember when I was little watching Archie Bunker, and Archie Bunker getting very frustrated with Edith, telling her to go through the change and go through it now. And when I watch that, I'm like, so I'm going to be mad. I'm going to yell at my husband. I'm going to be, and I think, you know, TV stereotyped it, and people think that when menopause happens, it's going to be very acute. It's going to be very apparent. And the average person, it takes years. It could be a multiple year-long process.
Oh, yeah. And so many of my patients say to me, oh, my gosh, I am suffering. I thought this would be over in a couple of months. But with the menopause transition, it can take years, from 1 to 15 or more years. And the important thing is to talk to your healthcare provider about how to manage these symptoms, because we deserve to feel better and not suffer, and to find the management options that you feel comfortable with. And unfortunately, as you know, Dr. Dahlia, not every doctor is like you, and it's not as easy to talk to providers. There's a big communication gap between women and their providers. So I'm encouraging women, make a list of your symptoms, even if you're not sure they're related to menopause. You can even make a separate appointment to talk about your concerns and take charge of your life, right? So it's important that women know that you have more options now than ever before, including hormone-free options, which many women prefer.
And what are some of those hormone-free options?
Well, one hormone-free option that I recommend to my patients is EQUELL. So EQUELL is a plant-based, naturally derived supplement. It is hormone-free, it is prescription-free, and it has decades of clinical research behind it, supporting both its efficacy, that is how it works, and its safety. When I talk to my patients, they are looking for hormone-free options. And as a provider, I want to make sure there's clinical data that supports it. It's also very important to talk to your provider about a holistic approach because there is not one size that fits all. There's no magic solution to the menopause transition. So do talk to your provider and then be aware of incorporating those healthy lifestyle habits like exercise and a nourishing diet as well.
Absolutely. You know, many women, they have trouble sleeping. It's not just so much about the hot flashes. Their sex drive goes down. Their bones start to thin. Their heart disease risk goes up. And, you know, I love how you're an advocate. And thank you, EQUELL, also for, you know, being there for women who feel like that their only option is going to hormones and that it's healthier and safer to not bring up menopause to their provider, which is the opposite.
Right. And, you know, when it comes to sleep, you know, sleep has such an impact on all aspects of our life, right? So my patients, they can't fall asleep. They're waking up repeatedly. They can't go back to sleep. So they're beyond fatigue. This has a huge impact on our daily life, and it has a huge impact on work. And then without sleep, right, many women find that they're more irritable, and menopause can often feel like a hormonal and emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. So all of these symptoms can be alleviated by hormones, or they can be alleviated by hormone-free non-prescription options. So please do your own research on the available options, including the new ones, and then do talk about them with your own healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. We're running out of time. Nurse Barb, how can people find out more information about you and EQUELL?
Well, you can find more information by going to EQUELL.com. You can also go to menopause.org for more information. And please, take charge of your own health and how you feel. You do not have to suffer in silence.
So true, so true. Thank you, Nurse Barb. We really, really appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So three children, ages 7, 10, and 15, were found starving, living alone in an apartment in, quote, deplorable conditions. But that's not even the worst of it. They were living with the decomposing remains of their 9-year-old brother, who police say had been dead for a year. The siblings and skeletal remains were found at 3535 Greencrest near Attucks, Clodine, and West Park Tollway in Houston, Texas. This is being reported by Daily Mail. This occurred at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. This was after responding to a request for a welfare check that was made by the 15-year-old. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the three brothers were living without adult supervision for months in deplorable conditions, and that the body of the dead child wasn't hidden. It was just there in full display. So the kids had to look at it all day long. Sheriff Gonzalez revealed that the children's mother and her boyfriend have been located and interviewed by homicide detectives. On Monday, the sheriff announced that the couple were released without being arrested or charged with any crime. Child endangerment? Child abandonment? Child abuse? What the heck? Unless this was the father's house, but still, while there were no indications that the children were locked in the house, they seemingly had been abandoned by adults and were fending for each other. They say that they think the oldest sibling was doing the best he could to take care of the others, connecting all the dots. It seems they were in there while the body was deteriorating. So Houston County Sheriff's Office is now investigating to determine the circumstances that led to the death. What was the cause of death? What happened? How long the kids have been alone? So this, I guess, happened at about 3:15 on Sunday when cops received a 911 call from the 15-year-old boy telling the dispatcher that a 9-year-old brother had been dead for about a year and the body was in a room next to his in the family's apartment. The teen also revealed that his parents had not been living in the apartment for several months. Deputies then came to the apartment and found the remains of the child and the kids. According to the sheriff, the younger siblings appeared malnourished, showed signs of physical injury. All three surviving children were taken to a hospital to be evaluated and treated for their injuries. The minors are now getting professional assistance. Victims' advocates are made available to cope with the trauma. Homicide investigators on the case. And it's unclear if these kids have been going to school. I doubt it. Residents of the area said that management had been doing inspection rounds in the area for the last couple weeks. And I just don't know how this happened. How did anybody not smell it in the apartment next door? Were the kids threatened to not say anything? I don't know. And, sadly, this is probably something that happens often. People abandon their kids. Some people might abandon a baby, take it to the fire department like you see on TV, or others may abandon a baby, sadly, near a garbage dumpster, near a hospital. And then you have kids that parents are working, split, maybe not around, doing drugs, and kids are given some money, kids are told, we'll be back in a few hours, and then the parents don't come back. Or they overdose, or... So, I don't know. They found the mom, though. What was the mom doing? What? So, obviously, this is a very, very disgusting and frightening sort of story, and I apologize to have to kind of tell you, but it's... It just, these are things that are unfortunately out there and being done. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Moderna says that their trial data shows that their vaccine is safe and effective in kids age 6 to 11. Health officials believe the shot is going to be available to young kids in the coming weeks. So the half-dose Moderna is being used as the booster. So it looks like the half-dose might also be used for youth. Moderna believes their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective. The news is coming as the panel of government advisors are supposed to be meeting tomorrow to decide if they're going to authorize the Pfizer vaccine to kids age 5 to 11. Right now, we have emergency authorization of 12 to 16 with the Pfizer. Until we get full approval with that, it's still emergency authorized. And then now government regulators are looking at data from the Pfizer vaccine from 5 to 11. So Moderna is dying to get the approval as well. The Cambridge, Massachusetts-based company reports its vaccine showed effectiveness in young children after receiving two half doses of the shots. Moderna would be given in four-week increments of the two doses, just like Pfizer is given in three-week increments. So there has been a lot of momentum in terms of kids getting vaccines. Even though COVID cases are going down, we have governors such as Governor Newsom mandating vaccines in schools. Parents are getting antsy. They're worried about COVID. Other parents are getting antsy going, I don't want to give my kid the vaccine. So it's a very, very stressful time for parents all around. I got texts today going, I don't know if I want my kid to get the shot. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And it's understandable that people are concerned. I know that kids can die of COVID. I know that kids have been hospitalized. In fact, the death rate of COVID is still higher than flu. I recommend flu shots to kids. I just want to mandate it. I don't like mandating. But Moderna says they are encouraged by the immunogenicity and safety profile of their vaccine in children aged 6 to 12, and they are pleased that the study met its primary immunogenicity endpoints. So it's an interim analysis from a mid to late stage clinical trial of 4,700 children. It showed that two doses of the vaccine produced a high level of neutralizing antibodies. So this was in 4,700 children, not as big as the 30-some, 40,000, you know, adult clinical trial. But the vaccine was dosed at 50 micrograms, half of what is used for adults, but still produced on average 1.5 times as many antibodies in children as it did in young adults given the high dose. So if the smaller dose could be used, great. And they're going to be using that for the booster shot. The majority of the adverse events that were reported include mild to moderate in terms of the severity, fatigue, headache, fever, injection site pain. We do not have any information on myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. As we know that countries such as, I believe, Denmark and Sweden, and then the province of Ontario, Canada, have urged people to use the Pfizer vaccine if they are a young male, adult, young male, or teen male. But, you know, these are, it's frustrating. I get it, guys. I get it. You know, Moderna's available, approved for Americans age 18 or older. Moderna wants to expand that eligibility. So we'll keep you posted on that. FDA is going to upload their Pfizer efficacy analysis. They are estimating the two-dose course of the vaccine, but for younger kids at 10 micrograms, as the infants are being studied, and the 6 months to 4 years old, those are going to probably be at the 3 micrograms, whereas we get 30 micrograms as adults with the Pfizer vaccine. Overall, more than 150 children, they say, have died age 5 to 11 from COVID in that age group. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.